I think the era, Parish Orphans and Retrogrades, of saying common sense stuff is coming back. The most salutary thing I see in middle 2024 at this point is that it's becoming popular once again to say obvious stuff. You know what I mean? I think that's really what's the best thing in this whole pile of mess inside the church and the world. That's my initial thought for today's show. I think it's going to become fashionable once again for human beings inside and outside the church to embrace their rational animality, our specific difference as a species of the genus animal. What sets us apart is our reason. We are the one rational animal. And I just think it's great to see people everywhere going, a smart people, middle of the road intelligence, sort of simple people going, X is X and Y is Y. And so as far as it is concerned by today's topic, Archbishop Vigano says there's a late sententiae excommunication on President Joe Biden. My response is, yup, obviously. Biden must be recognized as excommunicated after Transformers Day of Visibility Declaration. Well, yeah. In everything else he's done. On Easter? It was on Easter. It was on Easter. So, yeah, I mean, cool. This does not require expert analysis. It's just, yeah. All the Christ is King hubbub leading up to Easter, where conservatives were wagging their finger at other conservatives. Oh, should you say this? Should you not say it? Are you kidding me? Should Christians in a Christian nation be declaring the social kingship of Christ? Yes. Duh. This child murdering, loving, supporting president of ours who calls himself a Catholic, who has the unmitigated temerity, pure galling temerity to call himself a Catholic while saying he wants to restore abortion rights. And then he declares Easter. Was it really Easter Sunday? Is a day of Transformers visibility. He wants to call himself a Catholic. No, you're out of the church. You're already halfway to...
It was Easter this year.
H-E double hockey sticks. It was Easter this year. So there's a war between God and the devil, and people are all, in 2024, just saying to themselves, no, we don't like this. And you might think that the observation that common sense is coming back is kind of common sense, downstream of common sense. Well, it's not, because if we look 5 years ago, 2019, or let's just do 10-year increments, 2014, it wasn't. Everything prior to, I'd say 2016 was some sort of inflection point, at least in American culture. People, conservatives even, still just didn't say obvious things. We don't like Skittles. Conservatives in 2014 even kind of struggled to say we don't like abortion, but we don't like Skittles. It was still new, the Transformers thing, but if you watched Fox News in late 2014, 10 years ago, they're still walking on eggshells. Oh, we love all the other faiths of the world, you'd hear conservatives say. No, we don't. I mean, we want to convert them. We don't love the faiths. Not by a long shot. No, sir. We don't do that here. And I just love, I'm going to talk about the Biden story and what Vigano said in fine in a second, but that'll be today's show. But for now, I can't get over this opening declaratio, observatio, that we're just returning to the common sense point of view that we don't do that here. This is, you know, if you go back to 2004, a year before I got married, I don't know what I was doing in 2004. Steph and I went on a trip with my family, supervised trip or whatever, the year before we got married, to Alaska. That was really cool. Really, really nice thing. And my uncle brought everyone along. This was going on in 2004. You know, it was the middle of the Bush era. Conservatives just didn't say conservative things then. They said, you know, we should go to war and we should have slightly lower taxes, even though Bush Jr. outspent Clinton in his second term, if I'm not mistaken. And that's all you talked about. You didn't talk about, like, conservatism is just Christianity. Back then you would say things like Judeo-Christian values. There ain't no such thing anymore than there's such a thing as a circular square. You'd talk about inclusivity. You know, the Bush era was all about compassionate conservatism. That shit is dead in the water, and it couldn't be better. Could be a better time for compassionate conservatism, neoconservatism, all brands of cellophane-wrapped conservatism to have just died. It's just Christianity. And, you know, we're not huge fans of having to partner with the Protestants, but we'll do it. It's a different thing with the Eastern Orthodox. They get it a lot more. They have more problems with Catholics than we have with them, really. But you got the sacraments, you got bishops, then you understand Christianity. Protestants are barely there, but culturally, on all things but foreign policy, they really get it for the culture war. And in 2024, people, Protestants and all stripe of Christian, just seem ready to talk about nothing worth preserving unless it's Christian. Christian values. That's all. That's all that matters. That's all we care about. That's all we care about. And that means that we're repudiating a whole lot more and saying we don't do that a whole lot. This ain't our way of life. This is foreign. And we're prepared, most of all, to say what's foreign is identifiably bad. It's bad. We're not going to be scared with cautionary examples that we've been brainwashed by movies to hate. Like, if you say that's foreign and therefore it's bad, then that's like a mean white guy in a film in the 30s or 40s or 50s would say that. It's like, no, this is what we say. That's foreign. We don't like it. That's not even Christian. We don't like it. This guy's a Christian who openly defies Christianity in his way of living. Nope, that ain't for us. And that's our president, Joseph Biden, who Archbishop Vigano, I'm going to get into the specifics here, momentito, is just saying, look, he's already laetae sententiae excommunicated. There's not much hope for him. Same thing in Catholicism. People have tired of, maybe there's this one in a million shot that, like, Judas could have gone to heaven. No, there's not even a one in a million shot Judas went to heaven. It's confirmed by the New Testament in like three places. But even if there was a one in a million shot, conservatives are sick to death of hearing about one in a millions as if they're likely. We're just going to go with the smart money. We're going to play the numbers. And that means we say, as a matter of common sense, we don't do that here. We say Judas is in hell. We say that murdersome politicians They're paving their path to hell. We say left Caths aren't real Caths. Left Christians aren't real Christians. No such thing as Judeo-Christian values. Right, it doesn't mean we're talking about political expedience for not being able at this 11th hour to coexist peaceably alongside other religions. That's fine. We'll have to do that. But what we are saying is if we, you know, if someone were to hit the reset button in 50 years or 100 years on how to do a republic, we ought to go back to true republicanism. Aristotle, Polybius, Augustine, Cicero, Seneca to a lesser extent, Aquinas, Bellarmine, Suarez, Montesquieu all agreed about one thing. A republic must be small and univocal. You can't have a bunch of different types of people with a bunch of different types of religion. We want to hit the reset button. And then it's not up to us to do. That's providence. But when someone does so, we are willing to say, okay, well, for the rest of this little sort of failed experiment of America, the idea that republic can be huge and you can be diverse, pretend diversity is our strength, we're just going to acknowledge that's a failed experiment. And next time, if I'm alive when they try to run it back, maybe I won't be. Next time, stick to 2,500 years of classical Republican theory. Republics should be small, like a little nation state, size of Delaware, maybe Rhode Island. And for people with one religion, so they affirm a res publica. See, these are common sense truths that we forgot about, and conservatives, most of all, started contradicting in their talking points. Well, a republic, a res publica, can be a thing where you have all sorts of different factions affirming all sorts of different res publicae. No, there's got to be one. That means in this little republic, we have all Catholics. And we all have all true Catholics, not some goofball, loser, demented president who calls himself a Catholic but says, like, Luciferianism. That dog won't hunt. And people are being restored of their vision. They're returning to saying that. And it could not have happened more timely. Real fast, I'll say this. Parish Orphans and Retrogrades. If you want to help yourself, get out of your blue state, get to a red state. Another classical element in republicanism is that you must live around people who agree with you. Kind of a combination of points one and two. That means the best you can do in this big continent-sized leviathan of a rainbow-stained republic that we live in is to go to a state which more closely approximates a republic for you. To do so, use realestateforlife.org, www.realestateforlife.org, where a pro-life, probably Catholic, will help you to find a home in a red state. realestateforlife.org. And if you want to help this channel out, you can give to us monthly. Locals or subscribe star, and you get something in return attached to this video, or just at the very least, just subscribe to the channel. At the very least, if you want to help this channel, that's how you help for free. Just subscribe to the channel, like the video. So Archbishop Vigano says Biden must be recognized as excommunicated after Transformers Day of Visibility declaration. There's an article up today on LifeSite News. I'm going to read a little bit from it. American citizens should urge their representatives in government to recognize the total unworthiness of Joe Biden to hold an institutional position following his Easter message promoting transformers, Archbishop Vigano argued. The word apocalypse in Greek means unveiling, revelation. Contrary to its popular, people think it means like the end of the world. The end of the world is only an apocalypse insofar as it shall be a great unveiling. This revelation in sacred scripture concerns first and foremost the objective reality of good and evil. That is the collective awareness of the ongoing war between God and Satan, between the children of light and the children of darkness. The unprecedented and scandalous proclamation of March 31st as Transformers Visibility Day by self-styled U.S. President Joe Biden, who declares himself a Catholic, constitutes a most serious event to God and to millions of Catholics and Christians in America and around the world, before which it is impossible not to react with due firmness. I urge American citizens and their representatives in government to recognize the total unworthiness of Joe Biden to hold an institutional position, which it is well known that he used fraudulent and manipulative action to achieve. I ask my brethren in the episcopate and priests to recognize that Joe Biden has incurred laete sententiae, excommunication, and as such must be expelled from the churches and not admitted to communion. Again, only in a kind of boomer heyday the last three, four decades, would that be considered a strange proposition. Bishops and popes have barred the most powerful men in the world from communion habitually, customarily is probably the better term, customarily throughout the last 20 Christian centuries. They weren't afraid of pissing them off. There's, oh, you're not, you claim to be Catholic and you're not living up to the dictates of the faith. Bye-bye. Give him the Dame Lily. Ta. That's how Catholicism works. For 30 years or so, 40 years, basically a post-conciliar thing, it's a new convention. People that have grown up in this era have heard their elders saying, no, you don't do that. You don't excommunicate people for excommunicable offenses. What? What's that all about? Just try to imagine rising above your biases, parish orphans and retrogrades. Try to imagine rising above the inbuilt cultural expectations that your time and place have conditioned you with, and me too. I'm pretty good at it though. Yeah, it just makes sense that when someone is speeding and gets pulled over by a cop, he's not giving them a warning most times. Most of the time, you get pulled over by a cop for speeding. What happens? You get a speeding ticket. That stands to reason. Now, unfortunately, that practice hasn't preponderated in our day. I'd be cool with that one. Someone that's been issued too many speeding tickets in my day. I'd be cool with that. Cut us a break. Cut us a break on the speeding tickets. But the most elite, the most prestigious, the most removed, insulated offices in the world are populated by lots of Catholics who get away with open, notorious repudiation of the Roman Catholic faith. Biden's a great example. I mean, honestly, so is Pope Francis, Nancy Pelosi. These are arguably the three most powerful people in the world, at least if we're talking prior to 2 years ago, before Pelosi had her little mini fall. And it's just unfathomable that anybody holds them to account. Oh, well, they're powerful and they're Catholic. Which is weird because it's not considered like a Catholic world order anymore. But, they're powerful and they're Catholic. They don't get punished, even though they're just saying, hey, I like Transformers. I like Skittles. I like SS unions. I like Skittles marriage. I like divorce. What? Just do alien theory. An alien lands on Earth. They've studied for an hour, a handbook of Roman Catholicism, the Baltimore Catechism, say. And they're like, okay, these are all the Catholic leaders. And they openly, notoriously repudiate everything you just read, all the important social teachings of the Baltimore Catechism. And it's supposed to be this magisterial faith where the Pope, presidents, world leaders, Supreme Court justices all rule concomitant to that Baltimore Catechism, and they just all repudiate it, and no one bats an eye. What I'm suggesting parish orphans and retrogrades is that for 30 years, it's become normal for up to be down and down to be up. It's not normal. And it's not so very hard to imagine right side up. In Stranger Things, they talk about like a parallel universe called the Upside Down, a domain, a realm of monsters. The shadow version of the real Hawkins, Indiana. Well, it's not so hard, even if you've been living in the Upside Down, to be like, well, things are right side up somewhere. That's all I'm talking about. I see that being restored because now people are like, we're not going to not talk about obvious stuff anymore. Including all the Christ is King getting called anti-Semitic badinage from last week. Why? Look, it's a Christian country. If you don't like Jesus, we probably don't like you. But at the very least, if you don't like us talking about Jesus, we definitely don't like you. It stands to reason that we assume that about even false faiths. Hinduism preponderates in India. A lot of Buddhism there too, actually. A lot of people don't know that. But Hinduism preponderates. They probably do Hindu stuff. And that's just some fake, wacky, polytheistic laughingstock of a religion. But I would assume if I went there that they would be doing Hindu-y type things. You know? Stands to reason. If I go to China, I'm going to see a lot of Buddhism. Japan, a lot of Shintoism. And Taoism. I mean, these are silly faiths. They haven't harmonized fides et ratio, faith and reason. You have to have the true faith from Catholicism to do that. But the point is, it's not very hard to imagine a world where an Easter egg loving country, people talk a lot about Easter eggs. Is it? That's just what it is. In an Easter egg loving country where people are Christian, the president who calls himself a Christian doesn't declare the Christian Easter egg holiday to be like a Luciferian ideology that even Francis has acknowledged as Luciferian. That's not hard to wrap one's mind around. And guess what? Lefties and left cats and boomers right of center who agree with me but don't want me to say it. It's coming back. You can't preserve this upside down order for very long. So this is, I'm reading from Archbishop Vigano, who, by the way, was the diplomat, the papal nuncio, between the Vatican and the U.S. He lived in D.C. He knows all the filth. Hasn't shared all of it. He knows so much of the filth on the Washington, D.C. crowd. He understands that there is a deep church in a deep state, and it lives there in D.C., because he was the diplomat who lived in D.C. He's a good English speaker, appointed by Benedict XVI, and he knows how the deep state and the deep church overlap. So he's urging American citizens and their representatives in government to recognize the total unworthiness of Biden to hold an institutional position at all, let alone to call himself Catholic. Which is well known, he used fraudulent manipulative action, blah, blah, blah. I won't finish that sentence. I asked my brethren in the episcopate and priests to recognize that Biden has incurred laetae sententiae excommunication. Expel him from churches. Kick him out. Kick his ass out of church. Don't give him communion anywhere in the Catholic world. He can go to Episcopalian churches and get their pretend communion if he wants. Biden would do something like that. Let him go pretend. Let him go play communion somewhere else, but not in our backyard. We need to return to saying that as well. Not on my watch. Not in my backyard. We don't do that here. You're not in the club. You're not Christian, at least. Or you're a Christian who claims Christianity but does otherwise. Not in our backyard. We're not letting you anymore. That's what Vigano is telling the U.S. prelates in the USCCB to enforce. I call on Catholics and all Christians to pray that on this solemn Easter day, the risen Lord will have mercy on the United States of America and put an end to the onslaught of infernal forces unleashed today more than ever before. All humanity... Oh, look at this. I hadn't even read this all the way through yet. And look how much Vigano is pacing what I'm saying here. I hadn't even read this paragraph yet. All humanity is awakening from a slumber that has lasted far too long. I promise you, Parish Orphans and Retrogrades, hadn't even read this part. I thought the letter ended there. And then I scrolled down. Everyone's waking up from their dogmatic, anti-dogmatic slumbers. Everyone's been in this dogmatic, anti-dogmatic slumber when Immanuel Kant thought he mediated the way between rationalism and empiricism. He says, oh, I was awoken from my dogmatic slumbers by reading David Hume's epistemology. Philosophy nerd metaphor. But everyone's awaking from their dogmatic, anti-dogmatic slumbers, and they're like, why have I been embarrassed about the one faith that announces doctrines consonant with the adequation of fides et ratio? We're the only ones with the answers. Everyone else is chopping off their genitals and committing suicide. And they're going to get snooty with us? What the? You know? So he bullet points this. All humanity is awakening from a slumber that's lasted far too long. He notes the same white pill that I'm noting here. People are waking up. They're saying WTAF. The lives of the innocent are threatened by abortion, euthanasia, manipulation, and abuse. The health of citizens is deliberately compromised by experimental treatments revealed to be a ruse. I'm not going to finish that whole sentence. The moral and total corruption of the top echelons of civil authority enslaved to criminal lobbies in a global coup is now evident. That's number three. I love it. I love it. I swear to you, I didn't read this part before. Number four, the increasingly arrogant display of Satan worship by the media and the world of culture and entertainment show us a world awash in execrable perversions that cry out to heaven for vengeance. And number five, the mad provocation of a world conflict claims lives in order to bury the horrendous sex and money scandals of the power that is the enemy of its citizens. And I would add a number six. I would add this. Remember Chris Farley channeling Schwarzkopf where he goes, I want Holyfield. I want Holyfield. I would add a number six. We are also sick of ecumenism. We're sick of Nostra Aetate perversions of live and let live. The Catholic faith has always taught live and let live, but convert by rational appeals. The opposite of what Francis says to do. Yeah, live and let live, but we have to tell them you're going to hell without Jesus. And certain faiths more than others that are conceptually close enough to us, I'm not talking about Buddhism or Hinduism, you might be able to guess, they need to be told more than even the ones that are conceptually farther from us, like Buddhism or Hinduism. We got to tell them, without Jesus, you go to hell. He's the way, the truth, and the life. And he's the sole path to heaven. And people are ready for it. I added point number six to Vigano's excellent 5 points. We both seem to agree, sight unseen, without conferring on this or without me even reading his article first. We both seem to agree. People are waking the F up. And part of it's just, I have a lot of good boomers that are with us, millennials and zoomers, that just want the truth. But generally speaking, the boomer generation is the one that turned this 95% of them that turned it into, well, you don't say obvious truths. That's hurtful. I don't know what manner of social conditioning, Project Mockingbird, Project Montauk, CIA, NSA take over Hollywood and all news, Where he's just like, oh, the number one thing you don't do is say true things. I mean, boomers raised their kids with this. You don't talk about politics and religion at the table. Well, what do you talk about? People aren't talking metaphysics. Okay, that's a higher truth. People aren't talking about the six modes of composition. They're not talking about form and matter. Esse et essentia. They're not talking about that stuff. So the next highest truths are literally politics and religion. Politics and religion's under metaphysics. Metaphysics is the highest truth. Religion, you don't want me to talk about Roman Catholicism? Okay, the next highest truth is politics. Boomers don't even know what metaphysics are. And then they say not to talk about politics and religion. They're telling you not to say what's true. Bernard Lonergan, not my favorite of Catholic prelates, was one of the kind of lefties, Canadian father at Vatican II. But he has a long work called Insight. And he says that there's a pure desire to know inbuilt in man. And you can quell it or cover it for short amounts of time, like 30, 40 years, the way it seems to have been a major part, the major moment of the popular culture for 30, 40 years to be like, well, if that's true, that's the number one thing you don't say. Christians, we can get along with other faiths, but we can't really tell them they're going to be all right. And we can't say that any other faiths besides Christians share our values. And we can't say that Christians who claim to be Christians but embrace Luciferianism are Christians at all. They're the worst sort. They're going to go to hell faster than the people that never knew the name of Jesus. Maybe they have a prayer based on invincible ignorance. But people like Biden, Nancy Pelosi, any Catholic prelates that are squandering the truth, I'll let you figure out who those are. I mean, they're going to go to hell fastest if they don't repent. Not a big claim, but even Catholics are like, well, you shouldn't say that. We're all about truth here. This is not that big, ambitious, bold a claim. And Vigano is right. People are waking back up to like, 2 2's 4. It's 4. I'm not going to not say it's 4. No, I'm not going to mute that. I'm not going to either say 2 and 2 is 5 or, okay, you know, your boomer relatives being like, well, don't, okay, you might know 2 and 2 is 4 and everyone at this gala dinner is saying it's 5, but just sit on it quietly. Don't be divisive. In the name of family unity, can't you just go to this Skittles wedding? I mean, you don't have to love it. You can cross your fingers behind your back. But in the name of family unity, will you just say this divorced couple in the family that got remarried to other people constitute 2 valid marriages? No. Just say it and cross your fingers. Okay, you don't even have to say it. Just be quiet when other people are calling it, hey, I'm married. I go to the sacraments. No, you're not. You're not married and you're desecrating the sacraments. If you're going to SS unions or adulterous second unions, a lot of people in California, where I come from, try to be Catholics and they affirm Transformers ideology, and they have younger members of the family that have gone through surgeries, and they're like, well, you know, it's not what I would do, but no. The social kingship of Christ, since we talked about it so much last week, is all about announcing the truth. And if it's a common sense truth, announcing it as if it's common sense. It's not academic. It's great to be smart. I love it. No, it's great. It's great to be nuanced where needed. But guys, society at this point doesn't need nuanced truths. You get to levels of nuance and self-correction when you're ironing out very small errors, when society is already on the right path, when things are as effed as society is right now, nuance is not the way. You need to tell someone you're going the diametrically wrong direction. You're going cardinal direction east and you need to be headed in cardinal direction west. That is very unnuanced. And that's what Vigano is tapping into here. Noting exactly as I noted, even before I read this paragraph, we're getting back on course. Let's go. We're back. We're going to be back if we keep getting back on course. He continues, Luciferian hatred of God and our Lord Jesus Christ can no longer be hidden or denied. This is the revelation unveiled before us, which the servants of darkness provocatively mock by celebrating perversions and vices on the very holy day when we honor the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Christians are progressively banished from civil society and are considered a threat to the subversive project of the New World Order, while a minority of the vicious and perverted claim to erect their deviations as the universal norm. Here is the visibility of Biden and the woke ideology celebrating a macabre mad dance to the abyss. Arise, children of light, stand up and raise your voices. For in the face of these crimes, silence becomes complicity. Arise, Christians, rise up to avert the scourges that loom over the nations because of usurped and perverted power. Based. God calls you to be his witnesses, to fight for good, and to denounce the conspiracy of an authority openly subservient to Satan. Let's go. But while we're at it, Archbishop Vigano, you got to share those binders that we never heard about in 2019. We promised a peek at some of those lavender, the two lavender binders of B16. What happened to those? Can you, whether you have to do it via kill switch or something like that, can you share with us those binders? I remember doing TNT shows on what's in the two Benedict binder, all the findings. Can you name names? I know they're going to come for you even harder if you do that, but come on, let's go. To fight for good, to denounce the conspiracy of an authority openly subservient to Satan. Well, the one inside the church you know all about, name some names, goodly Archbishop Vigano. Please, let's get this work started in proper. May the risen Christ, triumphant over death and sin, inflame you with faith, charity, and holy courage at this crucial stage of human history. Surrexit Dominus Vere. Alleluia, alleluia. March 31, 2024, the year of our Lord Jesus Christ. That was on Easter 2 days ago. Very, very great moment. We need Archbishop Vigano to reveal those binders. But this is a great message. It's a great thing, positive development, that he can always hang his short written pieces, which amount to sermons, up on LifeSite. I love it. Let's go, let's go. Parish Orphans and Retrogrades, like this video more than even liking this video. Will you please subscribe to this channel? We have a very loyal followership. Most of you are subscribed, but if you're not, please do it. It helps more than you can understand unless you're trying to do YouTube stuff. I took applauding, deliberate, self-consciously unfashionable waltz to 50,000 subscribers. I'd like to, if I can, rush from 50 to 100. So if you like Subscribestar, but subscribe before Subscribestar. That should be the hail. We're back. It's Easter season. It's Easter Tuesday. Happy Easter. Easter for another 6 days. I just feel like things are getting turned around.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.